start with the 14th seeker call. I sent out the agenda, I think, a week and a half ago, just before my holidays. It's a pretty standard, I think. The two, non-standard items are a discussion, short discussion on procedures for people leaving the TLD ops list and the objectives for Buenos Aires. And I have a few suggestions there that I would like to share with y'all. But first of all, let's go ahead and start with item number two, which is the list of action points. So the first one that's still open is action point number 41, and it reads, get the script running on the Mailman server at DNS.org and test it, and it's an action point for Jacques and Fred. Is there any progress there?
Apparently no, and I have offered some help, but apparently they can't or don't want, so we need to wait for them. I have debugged the script as much as I can from outside of machine, but apparently they got some new help now, and I forgot the name of a girl that used it to work for Icon that now is working for OAuth, and hopefully they will finish this during this week. And
okay.
I know that Chuck is talking actively to William, but the point is that the things are so easy that it's difficult to understand why it's not working, but we'll see.
I think they're, in my opinion, they're pretty unresponsive. So it takes a very long time to update this kind of simple thing.
Yeah, they have been dealing with they have been dealing the last couple of weeks with the end of the internet collection. So. That could be acceptable reason, but I agree with you. But anyway,
okay, well,
and regarding your comments, and regarding your comments of the ordering of the scripts and the list, the problem is that as I don't know if I was not my comment was not understandable enough, but the point is that we don't have a database, Christian, and we don't have the fields separated. It's a single contact name field, and I understand if you said that if we separated the fields with in the right positions and with a right separator, the software could order even if it's a single field. But the problem is that we have no guarantees at all that the field will be formatted correctly. So expecting that would be kind of difficult. So I don't know. I would not count on that.
No, I wasn't really expecting it there, Fred, but it was just a suggestion to further fine-tune the work we've been doing. But I think it's a nice to have, and if we don't have it, then we can still work with the current formatting.
And the other point is that actually even if we know that Gabi is taking all the necessary care to enter the fields in the correct formatting, the mailing list users have the ability to change their own fields, so so it's kind of difficult to achieve this goal with the current version.
Okay, well, let's forget about it in the current version. Okay, so thanks for the update, Fred. Then let's keep action point 41 open for now. And try to also ask, and hopefully the guys from OAuth will respond. We'll update the script the next week.
I will follow up today or tomorrow still with a new debug strategy that I prepared last week. But I don't think that will make any difference. But anyway, I will give a last shot.
Okay, well, thanks for trying anyway. Okay. Just making a note here. Okay. Then action point 53, update the welcome message and reminder message to include the rules of engagement. I still need to do that. I completely forgot. So my proposal would be to make this part of the update of the TLD ops overview document, because I already have a new update on my drive with a few minor changes. And also, so my proposal would be to also include the rules of engagement there. And I will send out the updated version on the list beforehand, of course. Then action point 54, that's the evaluation in the long term, so we're going to skip that. 56, distribute the two-pager within Center. That's something I did. I sent an email to Peter Van Rossen of Center. He's the CEO. And I sent him the two-pager, and I also asked if he could help out with the European registries that were not on the list yet, so the list that Gabi sent out a while ago. He offered to offer his help, and there's going to be a jamboree, so that's like a Center session in June. And he offered to help, and so we're going to look into how we can get those last European CCTLDs on the list through the Center meeting. The reservation I have there is that these registries that are not on the list yet, the European ones, might also not go to this event. But okay, I'll have a chat with Peter next week somewhere because he's currently on holiday. Okay, so I will close that action point. Close. Share the next one is 57. Share the two-pager on the CCTLD managers list. Gabi. I think this was done, right? I did
it
as part of my...
Yeah, I think you did that.
Yeah, I did it as part of my message on the 100th CCTLD joining the list. Okay, then 58, to keep ICANN, IANA, and ESTAC in the loop on our progress. That's an action point for me. My proposal here would be to follow the same approach that we took in Singapore and meet with these folks at the ICANN meeting, because I think that would be much more efficient than sending them an email or whatever else. So my proposal would be that in addition to the regular working group meeting we'll have in Buenos Aires, we also set up a short meeting with the folks from ICANN, IANA, and ASTAC. Would that be okay for everyone? I guess so. So Gabi, would you be able to set that meeting?
Yep, I'll do that.
Okay, thanks. Well, let me close this one. Making a few edits. Sorry about that.
Would you prefer them to come to the SECI working group meeting if possible? It's not sure they can, but we can try.
Well, not necessarily, because what I liked about the discussion that we had with them is that we had a free format discussion and we didn't have to worry about pressing the mics and taking turns in who's going to talk and that sort of thing. So
it's more of a private meeting. But is it still for the entire SECI group, or is it just last time it was just you and me? And
do you guys want to join that meeting? I can do it again, of course, but you guys are free to join. Maybe we should do it like this. Set up the meeting with the ICANN, IANA, and ESTAC folks and myself and you. And then everyone else who's interested can just join the meeting.
Okay.
All All right. So then moving on to the next action point, which is 62, assist in contacting registries from your region. Is there any progress you guys can report on? So I contacted Peter Van Rossen of Center. Just talked about that.
Yeah, I passed that to Carolina as well. But hopefully the next ICANN meeting that will be here in our region,
yeah,
the ones that will be present and are not, we will try as hard as we can to put them in the list.
Could you repeat that, Fred? I didn't get that.
Yeah, I said that we expect to have more progress during the next ICANN meeting, that being here in our region, we will have more local CCs present. And so
Okay.
So I noticed, for instance, that Mexico isn't a member, and that surprises me a little bit, to be honest.
Yeah, I looked at the list, and there are several that I know go to ICANN meetings, and especially should be able to be in Buenos Aires. So there should be some local outreach while you're there. Maybe get the tool pager on paper and talk to those people.
Yeah.
Gabi, can you repeat what you said regarding Mexico?
Yeah, I just said that I can see Mexico is not one of those that have subscribed, which is surprising me because they usually are quite active. So I'm surprised they haven't joined yet.
No, they are having a lot of changes there. So Oscar Robles left. So
And I think
they are having active changes. But I know some guys, technical people from Meet Mexico that still attend the ITFs, and I expect to talk to them. So.
Okay, that's great. Good to know. Thank you. I can also report, because Abibo has, I was told he's been disconnected. I'm not sure how much he's following us online. He's still on in the Adobe room, and I'm writing to him in the private chat whether he can follow us. But I'm not sure how much he can hear. But in any case, I can also just report on behalf of Abibo that he has been a great help. He has reached out to a lot of many, many, many African registries, and thanks to Abibo, I'm sure we had many more subscriptions from that region. So Abibo has been very active.
All right, thanks, Abibo. Great. Excellent.
Abibo can hear us good. He's on chat.
Okay, great. So do we have any updates perhaps from Gangda for the Asian Pacific region? I don't think the Gengar is responding.
Gengar, please write in the chat room if you can hear us.
Okay, maybe we'll respond later on.
Mm. I can also just tell you that I've been in touch with the vice presidents, the ICANN vice presidents of each region, and the Asia Pacific region is so big. I think they have 3 or 4 vice presidents there. But I've contacted them all and divided the registries lacking to each of them, and not all, but most of them have replied and have offered their help, and I'm not sure if it's thanks to them or not, but today, for instance, Thailand subscribed, and I know that thanks to the ones for the Middle East have been very active, and we have had Syria joining, and we have had a few more declarations that they will join, and so they are involved as well, but Asia-Pacific is the region where we definitely need most. We still have 52 not subscribed members from that region.
Yep. Yeah, that's quite a lot. Okay. So thanks for the update, everyone. I will keep that action point open because I think it's an ongoing activity. So 64 is contact the general manager of your regional organization, which I think is pretty much the same as the previous action point. isn't it? Yeah, so maybe we should close this one and keep 62 open. Let's do that. So let's close 64 and keep 62 open. Okay, then action 70, add a paragraph in the charter of the mailing list, the welcome message, and the TLE ops page, making explicit mention to the confidentiality of the names and phone numbers of the members. This is something I need to do as well, just like action point 53, and I will couple these and include them in the update of the TLE ops overview documents. So that will be version 1.3, because we're currently at version 1.2. 71, add pointers to key material to encourage secure subsequent communication. Irwin and Jacques. That's an action point that came out of the webinar. Peter will do that for Linux and Mac. Jacques for Windows. Irwin will do this for Linux and Mac.
Still open.
Okay. Well, that's not a really important one. At least not. It's an important one, but not a one that's pressed for time. Then 72, share the list of CCTLEs that have not responded to the invitation, group by region. Gabi, you did that, so we're going to close that one. 73, process minor updates to the leaflet. That's my action point, which I also carried out, so we'll close that one too. 74, send an email to the community announcing the 100th subscriber. I did that also, so closing that one too. And send out Twitter and Facebook messages, action 75, announcing the 100th ASCII CCTLE, Gabi, and you also did that. So we're closing that one too. Okay, that cleans up things a little bit. All right. So going back to the agenda, so that's we finalized the action points, item number two. So let's proceed to number three, which is the TLE ops status and operational issues. Maybe, Gabi, you can provide an update there. Insofar, you haven't already done that.
The status is that we currently have, I think, 114 ASCII subscribers, and I can't remember the exact number of the of the total subscribers. It's like, I think, 130 or something. But it's slowly but steadily growing. You can see that when we have this action of reaching out to people directly, it's definitely something definitely happened. So, yeah, slowly but steadily growing. I'm expecting many more to join. I had some declarations from CCTLDs they will join. As mentioned, some have already filled in the form and sent it to me, but there were mistakes in the form. So it's back to them. And either I'm following up directly, or I've asked the regional vice presidents to follow up on this form. So I'm waiting to receive several more. The only thing that maybe I can ask Federico, because I'm not clear about this. I have not been sending out the Friday messages that I usually did with new subscribers, because I was not clear whether I should do that, or whether there have been changes to the system so that the system will do that. So I haven't sent that yet. So,
If they don't fix it until Thursday this week, I do it manually and I send it to you and you post it on the mailing list.
Okay, great. Yeah, this is why I haven't done anything, so that's fine.
But until we fix the script, I will continue to do it manually.
Great, thank you so much.
Actually,
you
will
yes.
Yeah.
I need Federico's help, because I don't know how to do it myself. So Federico is doing it for me, and I'm posting it, basically. So I haven't posted it the last weeks, because I haven't been clear about what's going on. As other operational issues, I can see the most frequent problem is that people don't copy in their administrative contact. That's quite easily fixed. There are still few that write down generic email addresses. Not lately, but in the past, some people have been upset about this and have not understood the idea behind that. But they have, with one exception, changed that later to a personalized email address. And normally that's not an issue anymore. If I'm just saying, please can you change it to a generic address, they just it's no problem.
Mm.
I think these are the main issues when I receive a form that's incorrectly filled in. Don't think there are any other big issues to report on.
Okay. Just making a note here, hold on. So the biggest problem is that the forms are not filled in correctly or completely.
Yeah, I would say 98% of the forms are incorrectly filled in. So whenever I receive a request, I'm not happy really, like initially, because I know there will be a problem with most of them. So I check it first, and when if it's actually correct, everything is correct, I'm more surprised. So it's very rare that it's actually correct from the beginning.
Okay. All right. And by the way, Gabby, I dropped out of the Adobe room on purpose because I'm reaching my internet limit on my cell phone because I'm on my cell phone right now.
Okay.
Sorry about that. It's been sending me warning messages for the past 10 minutes.
Sorry, I can perhaps also just report back that in some cases where we really, really have where the regional vice presidents have no contact to the registry in question, or I don't really know who to contact, I've been sending the message to the technical contact and hope that they react, and in some cases they have actually reacted. So just so you know, I'm like taking that route as well now.
Okay, great. Thanks. Thank you. Okay, cool. So thanks for that update, Gabi. Then agenda item number 4, which I call TLD, the procedure for TLD for people leaving the TLD ops list. I just wanted to check with you guys if this is something that we would need to set up. And the reason I'm asking is because we try to subscribe .ci, which is Ivory Coast, I think, to the list. But they were in the middle of a redelegation. And, of course, this is something that we'll be seeing in the future more often because, well, with more CCTLD on the list, there's more probability of one being in a redelegation or people leaving the company or getting a new role within the company and that sort of thing. So my question was, do we need some sort of procedure on how to update the people on the list, their contact information, or ultimately remove them from the list? Because we don't have anything in place right now, do we?
The problem is that our internal procedure for the one that is managing the list, it's something pretty easy to do. But the problem is that we will only start this procedure when we get to know that the guy is not any longer on the CC.
Yeah.
So it could be something that it could be a trigger that we would ask Ayana to activate. I don't know, Gabi, what do you think?
Well, the way we're handling this with the other, you know, email lists and primary contact details, etc., is that again we are requesting the Ayana contact to contact us, or at least be copied into the conversation in case the person that's, for instance, leaving a registry or something doesn't contact us ourselves. That's the ideal scenario, but it rarely happens. So we're asking the Ayana contact. But to be honest, I know that on the email list, because the new contact sometimes just doesn't bother to update, although we're asking them to. So I know that we have some old addresses on our email list, for instance. I even know about the primary contact in our database, which we know have changed, but they have never updated it, although we have repeatedly asked them to do so. There's nothing we can do about it. So it's, they are still on the list or in our database. So, well, if we're going to cooperate with IANA on this, I would suggest perhaps that we involve IANA, like make them more more engaged in informing us, perhaps when they know a change is happening. So that's because we don't know, we don't always know. But so maybe IANA could be, if they want to cooperate with us on this, that they actually also take some action on this if something is happening.
But Christian, couldn't we add this on the conversation that we had with them regarding future improvements?
Yep. Yeah, I was just writing that down. Yeah.
I think that should be on the agenda,
I think we should put that, first of all, on the agenda of the meeting that we'll have with them in Buenos Aires. And this is probably also something that's on the roadmap. I think that's what you mean, Fred.
What I meant.
Yeah. But let's say, so this, the question is, where does the trigger come from that signals that the security and stability contact of a registry has changed? And the ideal situation, it would come from the registry itself. Alternatively, it might come from IANA, as we just discussed. But we might also be able to see it ourselves because we see email addresses starting to bounce, for example.
Yeah. But
mailmen should handle those themselves. I see three big scenarios. The one is one subscriber wanting to change his contact information. He can do that himself. Log into Mailban and change his address or phone number.
Yep.
The other one is changes within the organization. I think that's up to the organization themselves to inform us that they changed the people they've employed there, and we need to unsubscribe or subscribe. Can't really get any other trigger. And the third one is just going to say redelegation. If we could somehow get a trigger from IANA that there is a redelegation ongoing, we would just forcefully unsubscribe the incumbent and send a new invitation to the new one if we have new contact information, but at least unsubscribe to ones that are no longer running the registry.
But actually, I think the redelegation is the most, it's a special case, because the majority of the time will be organization change.
Yes.
Delegations and redelegations are not that common. They happen, but are not, I don't know, it's not something
not that
happens
much for
on a
weekly
basis. Yes.
Yeah.
But I think it's very hard for us to get a trigger from within a registry if they're not very active.
Yeah.
But it's probably the only way to get it.
Yeah. I think that the three cases you distinguished, Erwin, are the right ones. So my proposal would be to at least include this in the final report or in the TLD ops overview documents, and then discuss the part of the redelegation with the IANA folks.
I think that's one thing we might be able to do, and that is send like a yearly email to the IANA admin contact with, these are your current members. Are those still people you want on the list?
Yep.
That probably will be ignored by whoever is reading that alias. But.
Okay. Just making a note here.
Yeah, with the current system, that would be a really manual thing to do. And
yes.
I mean, it will be a hard manual job. Anyway.
Yep. All right, so let me at least add a placeholder in the final report or in the overview document regarding this topic. And then, like I said, discuss the redelegation thing with IANA. We might give the yearly messages some additional thought. Okay. All right, guys. Thanks for that. Then agenda item number 5, which I called the objectives for Buenos Aires. In my opinion, but I would very much like to hear your opinion on that too, is that we should try to aim for a stable draft of the final report by the Buenos Aires meeting, so that we can agree upon it during the Buenos Aires meeting, and then submit it to the council right after ICANN 53. And I think the final report can be much thinner than the original version because it has a large overlap with the TLD Ops overview document. And the topics that we potentially want to discuss in the final report should focus on, I think, the major design decisions, you know, like why we opted for personal trust, for example, and why we opted for a mailing list and that sort of thing. And also the recommendations of the working group in terms of the roadmap and maybe an overview of the outreach results that we, the outreach activities that we carried out during the lifetime of the working group. I think these would be the three major components in the final report, and again, I think it should be a short document. So what I would like to propose is to discuss the final report on the mailing list and have a draft ready by the Buenos Aires meeting so that we can discuss it over there with each other. Would that make any sense?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, all right. So let me take the action point of, excuse me? Let me take the action point of drafting a first version. You were saying something, Fred?
No, I said it sounded good to me as well.
Okay. Thank you. So I need to let me write that down. So that's my action point. And proceeding. So those, I think, were the objectives for the final report for Buenos Aires, and I think we should also release a new version of the TLD Ops overview document. We talked about that before. So that would be version 1.3, and it would contain, you know, minor updates like inclusion of the rules of engagement and that sort of thing. And then maybe during the, I was also thinking a little bit about the outreach activities. So I requested a time slot with Gabi for the CCNSO Members Day to, again, update the community on our progress. And my proposal
would
be...
Yes, you have one on Tuesday morning.
Okay. Oh, great. So I would also propose to maybe show the list of TLDs that we don't have on the list yet, so that folks who are actually in the room and see that they are not on the TLD off list yet can, you know, contact Gabi or contact me or whatever, to you know, so that we get them on board as well. And I will also I think it would also be good if we. I propose that I also bring a stack of the TLD Ops leaflets. So we'll have a few printed and take them with me to Buenos Aires just to put them in the CCNSO meeting room so that anyone who isn't on the list yet can pick it up and, you know, bring it home and maybe hopefully fill it out later on. And one other thing I was thinking is that we, so one, maybe I'm not sure how we should do that, but I was triggered by the remark that Erwin just made. Maybe we should somehow have a local outreach in Buenos Aires to focus on the South American region, since we also have quite a few CCTLDs missing from that region. So I'm not sure if there's something specific that we can do there, like, you know, translating the leaflet into Spanish, for example.
In the next 2 weeks, we will have the LAC NIC meeting in Lima, Peru, and we will have a general assembly of the LAC-TLD. And
okay.
So I can try to put something together with Carolina. And
the English
version is good enough. We don't need to have a translated version.
Okay. Oh, it's just an idea, but I thought that maybe there's something specific that we can do for the South American region now that the ICANN meeting is in Buenos Aires.
Let me see what is the experience and the results from doing this during the LAC-TLD meeting, and then I can get back and see what we can do during the ICANN meeting.
Okay, excellent. Excellent, thanks.
I don't know if you.
And the LAC-TLD meeting is somewhere this month?
Members only party.
Yeah, it's in 2 weeks.
Okay.
That's a good idea, Irvin. Irvin is suggesting that only members will throw a party for just members.
Yeah.
The only problem is our budget.
That could be a good idea. Yeah.
Okay.
A Porto Madero barbecue party, members only party, will be very popular, I can tell.
Cool.
Next working group, we need a budget.
A party budget.
Any budget.
Any budget, all right. Okay, so one final thing I had for Buenos Aires is that, if we run into the situation, which I think is likely, that we're still missing quite a few registries on the list, then perhaps we should also consider going through the GAC. Would that be a possibility? Because we have, of course, all these GAC members sitting out there, and perhaps we can also, inform them of the existence of the TLD ops list, and perhaps they can talk to their local CCTLDs to do something about that.
We have a joint meeting with the GAC, and we could possibly put that for just quickly on the agenda, just a quick update on the agenda, if you like. Sorry.
I don't know if that will be very successful, because from my experience, I think we have much more CCTLDs administrators present than representatives of government. And I don't know. It's just a thought. I don't know.
It could perhaps be a little bit sensitive, politically sensitive, if we actually turn directly to the governments, but maybe it's just an idea if you know the GAC representatives in person and approach them in case you know that the registry is actually run by the government.
Yeah. Now, I don't know the GAC very well, but perhaps one thing I could do is talk to the Dutch GAC representative and, get the feeling for how he thinks that would be perceived during the GAC meeting, if that would be, appropriate or very politically sensitive.
I think that the problem would be rather from the side of the CCs.
Mm.
They wouldn't approve.
Okay. Oh, okay, I understand.
So I'm not sure if there's like an open discussion is good, but you can certainly approach them directly, perhaps, if you know that the registry is run by government anyway.
Okay. All right. Okay, so let's not do that. At least not in a plenary way. All right.
One quick question for Brady's Iris. There will be a working group meeting, I guess. Can I join remotely?
Yes, sure. We will make sure that you can join remotely.
Excellent. Just don't make it too late in the evening.
I'm not sure. Actually, it will probably be on Sunday afternoon, so it will be late, sorry. But we don't have much choice, unfortunately.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
On Sunday afternoon.
Too late, I'll probably. Let's find out what time it is.
You said Sunday afternoon, Gabi?
I think so. I don't have the final version of it, the slot. It's not me. I haven't been scheduling it, but as far as I know, Sunday afternoon was what I've heard. That will be clear in a, I'm not sure when, but shortly, I guess, in a week or so. But as far as I know, it will be, somewhere Sunday afternoon, I think 3-ish perhaps, Sunday afternoon. Because the alternative was Monday morning, but that would clash with a tech day, and we thought that wasn't a good idea.
Yeah. Okay.
But that will be early evening for you, Irving.
Yeah, it depends on how early or late in the evening it is. I'll try to join.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So that pretty much up. Did you guys have any other comment or feedback on the what we should do in Buenos Aires? All right. So if not, then I propose we proceed to the next agenda item, the summary for the community. I think it can be relatively short this time. So I think there's two things that we need to that I would propose to include in the summary. One is the operational updates, so the number of subscribers that we currently have, and again ask everyone to correctly fill out the form so that we reduce garbage workload. And the second major thing that I would add to the summary would be our objectives for the for Buenos Aires. To finalize to at least have a draft version of the final report, and the let's say the parts, the topics that will be in that report. Is there anything I missed for the summary?
Nope.
Okay. All right. So with that, we end up at any other business. So, Irvin, any other business you would like to discuss?
Nope.
No? Abibu?
No.
Fred?
No.
Okay. Gabi?
Yes. Kristin, I'm not sure you saw it. I emailed you earlier today, and I just want to raise this so that you keep it in the back of your head. But this group needs to think of something that will continue to govern this email list once this group is closing down. And me as in the secretariat, we need someone to turn to if there's an issue. So basically, one topic you should discuss before you write a final report is what's going to happen when the SECU closes. Are you going to put up a standing committee, or what's going to happen? But we just need something to ensure that there's some kind of governing the list once the SECU working group is gone.
I have this on my to-do list as well. I haven't given it much thought, to be honest. I also haven't seen your email yet. But I think that this should be part of our recommendation in the final report. So we should include a recommendation in which we suggest how to deal with the situation after the working group completes. That's what you're saying, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So let me add that explicitly as a chapter or a section somewhere in the draft of the final report so that we don't forget it. And if you guys have any ideas on that, then please share them on the list. Okay, so thank Gabi for raising that one. I don't have any other business myself. So with that, I think we can close the call. I forgot one. We should perhaps schedule. Should we schedule another conference call between now and the Buenos Aires meeting? So Buenos Aires is on from the 19th onwards, 19th of June. And it's now, today is what, 12th?
11th. That's, 11th.
So perhaps, and that's 1, 2, 3.
Monday 8.
I think we should have, let's say, excuse me?
I said Monday 8.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'll be on the plane and in Ottawa the rest of the week. I might join Jack.
Could be Monday the 15th.
I've got the plane home.
What is the best day
it's
for
Friday
you, Irving?
The 12th. We have had Fridays.
I can probably join. Might be the 10th, 11th, 12th, or the week before, or the 16th and onward.
I'll make a doodle poll for early.
Send out a doodle. I'll have to figure out some time zones, but.
Yeah, I'll
make a doodle for those 2 weeks.
I'll make a doodle for early up to mid-June then.
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm on the Monday and I haven't brought me the night, but the rest of the conference I can probably go out for an hour and join a call.
Okay. Okay. Let's close the call, everyone. Thank you. And talk to you in a few weeks.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.